People in Ferguson, Missouri are assessing the damage done to their neighborhoods, both physical and emotional. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji was out in the community today. Neighbors are wondering how they got here again, many of them after cleaning up last August when Michael Brown was fatally shot.
First stop, Quiznos, where volunteers from the neighborhood, not one of them an owner or employee, were cleaning up glass from the broken storefront windows. A couple of the people I approached said they were in no mood to talk.
What can you say? I mean, I've lived here 40 years. I love this community, and I'm devastated.
Susan Ackenbrand says neighbors were assured by the police that precautions had been taken, and she doesn't understand how it got this bad. She says she's not sure how Ferguson will move on without being divided.
I don't know. We've had all these meetings and trying to find a way to move forward, and how do you move forward from this? I'm just, besides being so sad, I'm angry.
Ackenbrand's angry at the protesters, and this morning, she's got company. A couple of blocks up the street, Jerry Lewis, a local bus driver dressed in his Metro uniform, shakes his head over the destruction in response to the grand jury decision not to indict Darren Wilson.
He didn't get indicted. Okay, God has a plan for him, you know? And that's what everybody failed to realize.
Lewis says he feels most sorry for the employees of the businesses who will be out of work during the cleanup.
What about their Christmas? What about their Thanksgiving? What about keeping a roof over their heads?
And in this particular area, near the site of last night's protest in front of the police station, a bunch of businesses were hit, some worse than others. A Chinese restaurant was broken into. A 2-foot-tall ceramic Buddha lay headless on the floor. A beauty shop was set ablaze and then hosed down. The huge plate glass windows of the local hardware store were broken. Same with an optometrist's office and the dental office.
I love our patients. We have black patients, white patients, all kinds of patients.
Marilyn Kreider manages Ferguson Dental. They had a full schedule of patients today, but she says they're going to be closed now until next week. Trails of black mascara streaked her cheeks.
I've been crying all night. I'm going to cry again. It's so sad. It's just so sad. You know, these people in Ferguson, they're good people. They didn't deserve this. They didn't do this.
Kreider's dental office has been hit twice. Once last August, and again last night.
That's our brick. We're saving it.
She keeps the brick from the first time as a memento.
You have taken my silver and gold and all the precious treasures.
Half a mile down the road, a man dressed in jeans, sneakers, and a black cardinal's cap preaches from his Bible in front of the burnt-out carcass of a Little Caesar's pizza. To his left, a handful of young women are standing and staring. I asked if they work there.
Apparently not anymore.
Never again.
Nope. We were here last night, and around 7 o'clock we left because people were running in the streets, and we decided for our safety to leave. And then hours later, we had no job.
What's your name?
My name's Rebecca.
What's your last name?
I don't feel comfortable with that right now.
Rebecca says she knows people who have gotten death threats after talking to the media, and she wouldn't give me her last name. But she told me she's in community college, and her job at Little Caesars helps pay for school. And that man reading his Bible, his name is Tyrez Walker. With tears in his eyes, he told me this burned building is the result of decades of racism.
I'm very emotional right now. I believe that the verdict was wrong, and justice is going to be served because God's going to bring forth justice. And the people.
Walker says he'll be out with the people protesting again tonight. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.